Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can go ahead and watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader that saw the Detroit Lions beat the Buccaneers, Detroit flexing their muscles as one of the best teams in the NFC, and the Seattle Seahawks smothering the Houston Texans. I know what the score says, 27-19, but let's be honest. If you watched that game, if you stayed up late for that game, shout out to those of you on the East Coast with that bad boy ending around 1:30 a.m. Eastern time. Like, that was never a contest. Like, the Seahawks were the much better team, and that's how it played out. Luckily, we laid the three with the Seattle Seahawks. That was great to catch that ticket. But Nick will talk about both of those games to begin the 4 o'clock hour. But as always, if you miss anything across these 4 hours, and we're going to get to a lot, NFL, Major League Baseball, as we have the World Series set, which unfortunately we do have to recap in this very segment. I'm saying that as someone who has King Felix Hernandez over his right shoulder. We will get into Game 7. We're also going to talk NBA. Happy New Year in the association. We're going to get to a lot as it's NBA opening night. So make sure if you miss anything over these 4 hours, check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review. Like, we're putting the content for you guys to consume in on-demand fashion. Like, we're doing yeoman's work. The least you could do is when you hit us up, subscribe, rate, and review, wherever you get your podcasts. We have four guests who will be joining us throughout the program, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, color commentator for NFL on Fox, Mark Schlereth, returns for his weekly Tuesday spot. Always a pleasure catching up with Stink as we'll recap everything that he saw during Week 7 in the NFL. At 5:20 Eastern, former MLB general manager, 1999 MLB executive of the year, our good pal Jim Bowden returns to us here on You Better You Bet. Awesome work for CBS Sports HQ, his written work at The Athletic. You can hear him on MLB Network Radio as we will recap what we saw in the ALCS and also turn the page to the World Series between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, NBA writer for the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast, Matt Moore makes his 2025-26 NBA season debut for us here on You Better You Bet. Can't wait to chat all things association. Tonight's doubleheader over on NBC as Round Ball Rock is back into our lives. Got Banner Night in OKC, Warriors at the Lakers. Who's going to win the title? Who's going to win the MVP? We're getting into all of that with Matt Moore at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then at 6:20 Eastern, our buddy, betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet, co-host of the Deep Dive podcast, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, will hit us up with his best bets for Week 8 in the NFL. And we'll also ask him what he's liking in the NBA, because Whale wears multiple hats, NFL, tennis, NBA. We're chatting NFL in association with Whale at 6:20 Eastern time. But we filibustered long enough. And as a Seattle native, we must get to last night's Game 7 in the ALCS. Now, bear with me here, because last night was a swift kick in the nether regions. The Toronto Blue Jays win Game 7 4-3 over the Seattle Mariners, punching their ticket to the World Series. First World Series appearance for the Blue Jays in 32 years. And for the Mariners, they'll have to wait another time as they continue this drought as being the only team in Major League Baseball history to not win the pennant. 49 years. The Seattle Mariners have been in existence. In those 49 years, just six times they've made the playoffs. Like 1995, 1997, 2000, 2001, 116 win season, 2022 a few years ago, and then in 2025. Like, this Mariners fan base, and I'm a part of it, has an argument, and I think it's a great argument, for like most long-suffering fan base in the four major North American sports. There have been fan bases that have gotten to the dance but never get over the hump, looking at you with the Buffalo Bills. There have been fan bases that maybe are one and done every single year, or they choke in the playoffs. For the Mariners, they rarely get to dance. They rarely get to dance. And when they do get the dance, some way, somehow, they let us down. And last night was supposed to be the night for Seattle baseball. From 1995, refuse to lose, to Soto Mojo, to present day, seize the moment. That was the hashtag all October for the Seattle Mariners, seize the moment, which was supposed to happen last night. Eight outs away from an American League pennant. Eight outs away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Up 3-1, with one away in the bottom of the seventh, getting contributions from all the heavy hitters in the lineup. I mean, the game starts out in the top of the first. Julio Rodriguez leadoff double. Josh Naylor RBI single in the first. Julio Rodriguez home run in the third. Cal Raleigh home run in the fifth. Like, it's all coming up Mariners. They are seizing the moment in a very big spot. And hell, I was concerned about this guy the whole night, but they got a gritty performance from George Kirby, their starter, who I know it was only four innings, but it was gritty as hell in a big spot. I was ready to pull Kirby after two innings. I didn't want him to have to see Vlad Jr. again, but Kirby gave you four gritty innings. It was the closest the Mariners have ever been to a World Series. Once again, bottom of the seventh. Just like that, it all goes up in smoke. And I was talking to Tyler about this right before the show, and I was texting our group chat last night while it's happening in real time. And I even tweeted this as well, because I 100% believe that this is true, despite all the context and, hey, what a ride it was for the Mariners, best season in franchise history. This is an absolute choke job by the baseball team that I grew up loving. An absolute choke job by the Seattle Mariners. I mean, you can't spin it any other way. Up 2-0 in the series after winning games 1 and 2 north of the border. You steal home field advantage. And with the baseball playoff format, it's 2-3-2. You're up 2-0 and you got two chances you have three chances to win two games and you win the pennant. Like, they only won one game in Seattle. So up 2-0 after winning both games in Toronto to start the series, and they lose the series. I mean, they were as high as minus 600 in the betting market to advance to the World Series. They couldn't get it done. But even with that, hey, you let the Blue Jays win games 3 and 4, but we're going to win game 5. Up 3-2 in the series after winning game 5. Eugenio Suarez, the hero of that game, with the grand slam in the 8th, and you still lose the series. Just need to win one game in Toronto, a place where you've already won twice in the series. Just need to win one now, and you lose the series. And last night, up 3-1 in game 7, in the bottom of the 7th, and you lose the series. You combine all of that with the history of 49 years without a World Series appearance, and this is a flat-out choke job. And what's so unfortunate about this choke job is that it comes down to the manager, Dan Wilson, who is a first-year manager, and this is something that we don't talk about enough in October, is experience, being in that foxhole, having to make these decisions, having the know-how to navigate the postseason. And Dan Wilson didn't have it for the Mariners last night. And I don't want to put this all on one person because he's not alone, but he is the main culprit for why this team did not advance to their first ever World Series. In playoff baseball, there's no tomorrow. We all realize that. Like, there's like, whether it's in the ALDS, the wild card series, the ALCS, the World Series, there's no tomorrow. You cannot be positioning for tomorrow in playoff baseball, especially in a game 7 where there's literally no tomorrow. And Dan Wilson, as a first year manager, managed the game like there was a tomorrow. Like, Brian Wu, who they put out there, and he replaced George Kirby after four innings. He was dealing early on, but then ran into some trouble with the bottom of the order in the 7th, walking Barger, giving up the single to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, which, I mean, can you even believe that? Like, Jimenez laid down the sack bunt to advance the runners, so runners on 2nd and 3rd with only one out. And at that point, if you're Dan Wilson, the manager of the Seattle Mariners, it's like, okay, Brian Wu's in some trouble. Let's pull Brian Wu. A perfectly reasonable decision. I 100% supported taking Wu out of the game because I thought they were going to go to their best reliever, Andrés Muñoz, their closer. I thought, hey, high leverage situation, top of the order on deck. Let's go to Andrés Muñoz and try to get out of this situation. No, that's not what Dan Wilson decided to do. How about Eduardo Bizarro? Eduardo Bizarro, the same Eduardo Bizzardo who got absolutely rocked in game 4 of the ALDS against the Tigers. Remember that game? Seattle gets the early lead. Hey, they can win this game, not have to face Tarek Skubal in game 5. Bizzardo goes out there and gets shelled. They end up having to face Tarek Skubal in game 5. Luckily, they win that marathon game that ended in 15 innings in that decisive game 5 in the ALDS. And I know what most people will say, because you can look at Eduardo Bizzardo's game log from the postseason, and, well, actually, Twitter is going to be out there and say, well, he's been one of their better relievers, and he's been solid this season. Like, come on, miss me with all of that nonsense. Like, the problem with that thought process is that deep down, everyone knows Eduardo Bizzardo is not the best option for the Seattle Mariners coming out of the pen. It's just not the reality. You cannot try to set up the 8th and 9th inning when you need to get through the 7th inning. That's not what you can do. And this isn't just like some random game in June, a random game in August where it's like, okay, let's see if Bizzardo can get out of the jam and then we'll bring in Andrés Muñoz in the 9th. No, this is game 7 of the ALCS, guys. Like, you have to go with your best. Like, that's what we always say in game 7. It's all hands on deck. Got to go with our best guys because there's literally no tomorrow. And Dan Wilson managed it like we were in the summertime. I would much rather go down with Andrés Muñoz giving up a 3-run homer to George Springer than Eduardo Bizzardo. And that's what happened. Bizzardo served it up, and see you later, George Springer ends up being the hero. Instead, like, you needed to empty the tank and figure it out later. Okay, Muñoz gets through that. Let's say he gets through the 8th inning. It's still 3-1. All right, there's Castillo. Someone's got to be available to try to close this bad boy out in the 9th. Figure it out in the 9th inning. But Dan Wilson tried to say, well, I want to save Muñoz for the 8th and the 9th. Let's go to Bizzardo. Bro, there's not going to be an 8th and the 9th, especially not a 9th, when this guy goes out there and serves up a tater, which he did. Like, that is an absolute flagrant mistake that Dan Wilson will not live down until the Mariners eventually get to the World Series. And the problem with that, too, is that given the Mariners' history and what I've seen, only 6 playoff appearances in 49 years in franchise history, they might not ever get this close ever again, or at least in our lifetime. Like, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee whatsoever. And they absolutely blew the game. They let it slip away, 8 out away from getting to the pennant and getting to a World Series, and they couldn't do it. And I know this has been all negative towards the Seattle Mariners, but like, that's just being frank. That's where I'm coming from this, because I'm a Mariners fan. I'm rooting for this team. I'm living and dying with every pitch last night. But we do need to credit the Toronto Blue Jays, because their lineup is relentless, and their lineup absolutely did it. And every fan base in October craves a moment like last night with George Springer hitting the 3-run bomb to give the team the lead. Like, that, he is now a national hero in Canada for delivering that moment. And what really stood out to me, I think the best stat from the game, and it's not a stat that's like super obscure or you got to like go to like the next gen or whatever. No, it was very simple. Every starter in the lineup for Toronto got a hit last night. That kind of depth is what won them the pennant. That is why the Blue Jays are advancing. And the bottom of the order was the difference throughout this entire series. The Blue Jays' bottom of the order delivered. The Mariners' bottom of the order did not. See you later, Seattle. Hello, Toronto. You're now hosting game 1 of the World Series against the defending champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, do they have a chance? We'll talk about that on the other side, as well as all of the other top headlines from throughout the world of sports here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.